So today we've got this fascinating collection of career profiles and papers, all centered on one person, Associate Professor Dr. Shathis Bhaskaran.
Right, from the Asman Hashim International Business School.
And our goal here is to really figure out, how does someone go from the super high-stakes world of global logistics, we're talking Maersk,
The
Holcim,
big name.
exactly.
Yeah.
How do you go from that into top-tier academia and not lose your head?
Well, it's such a rare path, isn't it? Most people pick a lane and they just stay there. But the sources show he spent, what, 15 years with these massive global brands, JP Logistics, Brother
A
Industries,
decade and a half.
and then makes a 9-year and counting pivot into academia. But the key thing is, he didn't just leave the corporate world, he brought the entire toolkit with him. He talks about using this broad base of expertise, economics, accountancy, and then his doctorate in strategic management. He uses them all to solve problems.
Okay, let's unpack that broad base for a minute.
Yeah.
Because to an outsider, three different degrees might just sound like a lot of time in a classroom.
Right.
But if you're trying to solve a really complex business problem, think of it this way. Economics gives you the why, the market
The
forces,
big picture.
the big picture. Accounting gives you the how, the bottom line, the hard numbers, and strategic management. Well, that's the steering wheel.
And most people only have one of those.
Exactly. It's like having a 3D map while everyone else is looking at a flat sheet of paper.
That's a great analogy. And that 3D perspective, it's led to this. I mean, this incredible level of output. We're looking at 76 journal articles, 6 books, 5 case studies.
Wow.
And in the sources, he describes his own approach as being dogmatically disciplined. He's focused on mastering the rhythms and mechanics of teaching and research, almost with a kind of industrial precision.
See, I have to push back a little on that phrase, dogmatically disciplined. In a world where global supply chains are in constant chaos, doesn't dogmatic just sound rigid? You'd think that would be a huge blind spot when a port strike hits or a market just shifts overnight.
That's a really fair point. But when you look at his work, especially in behavioral studies and entrepreneurship, it doesn't seem to be about being a robot. The discipline isn't about rigid action, it's about building a structure that actually allows for flexibility.
Okay.
Think of it like a jazz musician. You have to be dogmatic about practicing your scales so that you can be totally fluid and improvise during the performance.
Right. So the discipline creates the freedom.
Exactly. And he's applying that same logic to how he trains other people in, say, quantitative methodology.
And for a business leader, quantitative methodology isn't just about spreadsheets, is it? It's the tool you use to see how a disruption on one side of the world is going to ripple through your entire operation.
It's turning a gut feeling into an actual strategic plan backed by data.
He's teaching the how, not just the what, which probably explains why he's in such high demand as a visiting professor everywhere from Saudi Arabia to Indonesia and Thailand.
Yeah, it all comes together in this framework he laid out in a keynote in Istanbul. The title was Acquire Taste, Create Habit, Embrace Change, Adapt for Life.
Acquire taste. That's the one that jumps out at me.
It's really interesting. It's not about food, obviously. It's about developing a professional intuition. It's learning to spot those little shifts in your industry before they turn into big headlines or show up in the quarterly reports.
So once you've acquired the taste for those patterns,
Yeah.
you then create habit. You build the systems to respond to them almost automatically. It's a blueprint for evolution, really. He's showing that the strategic plan and the balance sheet, they're not two different things, they're the same conversation.
It's all about synergy. Dr. Shathis is basically showing that being prolific isn't just about working harder, it's about understanding the underlying rhythms of your field. He's always looking for the structure that makes the work sustainable and, impactful.
It really forces you to look at your own professional base, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've seen how he used all that corporate experience to fuel this massive academic output just by mastering the mechanics of his craft. So here's a thought to carry with you. In your own career, what are the underlying rhythms that you maybe haven't mastered yet? Are you just reacting to the noise? Or have you built the structure you need to truly find your flow?